Happy blackout, everybody.
We have not arrived because we are practicing social distancing, as you should be.
Our defense, in my defense, nothing is our fault.
Welcome back, everybody. It's week 8, or should we say week 1 of our quarantine?
Or should we say week 7 because we urge you not to listen to the first podcast?
Yes, because it was, as we are bad at math, an hour and a half long. It was long. First thing we want to say is, we're international, baby.
A.
Because we have gotten word that we have Canadian listeners. So shout out Ottawa. Because we see you all, and one of you.
I just hope that you are not members of my family in Canada, please.
Right, fingers crossed. Also, Tennessee and New Mexico, you are added to our list of new states of listeners. So
our target audience, finally.
Finally. We're like, in New Mexico, blessed.
Check.
Check. Finally, we can die happy. Die of coronavirus, which is clearly gotten really, really out of hand this past, 4 days.
Well, my thing is, I am the target for the coronavirus, mm-hmm. because I have a weakened immune system and asthma. And so when people say, like, you may not be worried, but people with asthma and who have weak immune systems are, well, I'm still not really worried.
I would just like to call on all listeners who might have coronavirus to just show up and start coughing on Renee.
Please.
Because I would like to see how that plays out.
Can you please just end it now?
It's just funny because literally a week ago, I was calling my dad dramatic for him texting me saying, you need to go stock up on food and toilet paper. Now here I am a week later, wishing I had stocked up on food and toilet paper.
And I just want to address the toilet paper thing. People are buying toilet paper as if they have never wiped before. I'm worried more about that. And the hand sanitizer thing, buy soap.
Yeah, buy soap. And you know what? You don't even need toilet paper. Wet a washcloth. We've all been there, no? Hey?
No?
Canada? I'm calling on you.
You ever use the inside of a toilet paper roll?
The cardboard? Yeah.
I know y'all have to.
Dude, in the most dire of situations, have I used the cardboard? Yeah. Have I flipped it and used the other side the next day?
You see Maybe. It on the top of the trash can, you think.
And you're like, oh. Have you ever used a makeup wipe? Oh, God. Okay. Moving on. Renee's lucky because she gets to work from home like 90% of America.
Well, however, I did have to go into work today for 10 minutes after they told me we will now be working from home, and then I drove back to my house.
Oh, boo-hoo. I guarantee you, half of the entire world could be wiped out from coronavirus, and I would still hear, see you Monday, Claire.
Hello.
We're still coming in. I'm just annoyed. Oh, by the way, we skipped over this. I'm Claire.
I'm Renee.
In case anybody was curious.
Anyway.
Before we kick off our little weekly roundup, actually, I guess this is kind of part of it. So my parents recently cleaned out a bunch of stuff from our house, and one of my uncles came and took a bunch of furniture that they weren't keeping around. So my aunt texted me this week, and she was like, you're never going to believe what I found in one of the dressers. It's so cute. She sends me a piece of a crumpled up piece of paper. And on this paper is a note that I have written.
Oh, no.
And here's how it goes.
Okay.
Dear family, all of you, I am going to go stay with Autumn for a couple of days because she is the only person who cares about my happiness. Don't try to go to her house because you won't be let in for your own sake. I may come back Monday. P.S. I'm actually going to Ellie's and I have my cell phone. Claire.
How long ago was this?
I was about to say the names of friends that I reference in this. It was at least fifth grade. So it was between 5th and 8th grade that I wrote this. The same handwriting that I have now.
Almost better.
If anything, I'm consistent. I am just the exact same person I was when I wrote this letter.
One time I tried to run away from home. I got about 50 feet from my house on this one stretch of sidewalk. There's like 20 feet of sidewalk on my street, and that's it. It cuts off. I got to the end of it, laid a blanket down, had myself a picnic with some Cracklin' Oat Bran Dry. You ever had that cereal?
No, because I wasn't raised in a small Christian town of Michigan. But
we had Blueberry Morning and Cracklin' Oat Bran, so that's, yeah.
Blueberry Morning sounds like a like weekend song.
No, it sounds like Harry Styles for sure.
Blueberry Morning.
Blueberry Morning.
You're welcome, everybody. So, oh wait, hold on. Before we actually start a little weekly roundup, Crack of the Claw, yeah, baby, that's right. You heard it. Mm-hmm. We got claws back. We're not classy wine bitches anymore.
Let's go. About our health. I did hear, I don't know if it's true, and I don't really care, that alcohol helps reduce your chances of contracting the coronavirus.
Then guess what, baby? I'm not getting the coronavirus.
There's no way.
Cheers. I just spit because of that sound.
Yeah, that was a gross one. Mm-hmm. My bad.
So, tell me about your weekend.
Guess where I was?
Chicago, baby. Also, we want to preface this with every single podcast that we have. I feel like one of us is like, so I was in Chicago this weekend. I want everybody to know, this is like not normal for us. We don't go to Chicago every single weekend. Or like one of us. This is a stretch of our lives since we started this podcast of going to Chicago a lot. And like going separately.
Yeah.
Too. Like this is weird because usually it'd be like, I'm going to visit home. Renee comes with me for 2 weeks to a month.
Yeah, sure. Time.
But recently, it's just been, things have been happening. We've had to go back to Chicago.
Yeah, Claire actually went to Chicago on Thursday.
From Thursday to Friday, or Thursday till Saturday morning, and Renee went on Saturday, or like Friday night or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just very weird.
So tell me about Chi-Town, baby.
So I went on a bar crawl.
You're sick.
You can only imagine. It was amazing. I didn't know they would have free breakfast at this bar crawl.
Joshing.
I could tell the eggs were fake. They were the liquid eggs.
I know the type, a little papery.
I still ate them. Mm-hmm. My friend Jade, hi you, she puked them up.
Hi you.
they came down exactly.
That's our girl.
Yep. First of all, we got up at 5:30 a.m. And
I was still up. You could have texted me.
Oh.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, so 5:30, we wake up. We actually get up at our alarm, which is shocking. Because
if you've listened to last week's episode, Renee typically snoozes alarms, especially if they're meant for somebody else who has an important business to take care of.
Okay, anyways.
I'll just take a deep breath and you continue.
Yeah, so I was sending you up texts at 9 a.m., it was a DM on Instagram. I'm not proud, but
we'll circle back.
Yeah, that oops.
Oops, DM'd again.
I was about to sing Anne Marie.
About to click unsend.
I'm surprised I didn't, honestly. I'm shocked. Yeah. I was so drunk that I just thought, you know what? If he sees it, he sees it. You know how, like,
if he doesn't, God's on my side.
Yeah, you know how Young Thug hasn't even seen one of yours? A scene message would have been sufficient for me at 9 a.m.
Don't bring my king into this.
So that was probably the highlight. And, it was my fault because at this pregame, they had Bailey's. And they had catered Dunkin' Donuts.
Never forget the time that Renee is like, this is like on Cinco de Mayo. She goes, bring a coffee or something. I have Bailey's. I get there. It's not Bailey's. It's called Michael's. It's off-brand Bailey's called Michael's.
It's Bailey's third cousin for the rest.
It's what Bailey's wishes.
Bailey's could never.
For literally the rest of our lives, we've been like, oh my God, you know what this would go so good with? Some Michael's. Shout out Michael's, sponsor us, baby.
Michael's is no longer a craft store.
it's now your Irish cream.
Ew. So you're just going to start right away with your creamy booze.
All right, can we please just skip past?
I'm finished with this story.
All of Chicago? You're finished?
Well,
no, you're not, because, again, shout out our dear girl, JD Baby.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about this. So my friend Jade lost her phone in an Uber. I'm not shocked. Probably at like 5 p.m. So it was still pretty, it was light out.
You know, I was about to say, it was still pretty early, but it was very late.
There's nothing worse than being drunk when it's light out. And not just being drunk, being like...
blacked out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to use that word, but...
Because I would never.
We've heard from Claire's family we use blacked out a little bit too much, so I just...
I've heard from a guy, he goes, do you black out a lot? And I was like...
No.
What's giving you that vibe? And he's like, you just like say it a lot. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess nowadays when I think of drinking, I just associate it with blacked out. Yeah.
I mean, that's really the only way to put it.
So Jade loses her phone in an Uber at 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m. And the next morning, we still do not have her phone, but I do have a few messages that she had sent to herself. Trying to find her phone, hoping that the Uber would, like, pick up the phone and see her messages. She goes...
Wishful thinking, first of all.
Wishful thinking. She goes, I'm trying to find my phone. I left it in your car. My name, Jade.
Renee sent this to me, and I'm just reading. Hello, I left my phone, everything. My name, Jade. And I've never found something to be more relatable than my name, Jade. Because, like, honestly, at 5 p.m. after a 12-hour blackout, my name, Jade, too.
Oh, that was 12 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, my. So we go full Encyclopedia Brown the next morning because this Uber...
Out of all detectives to think of.
I know you read those.
We went straight up Pam Jansen.
That shit hit.
Okay.
I'm red in the face. I'm a little flushed.
We're a little giggling. We got that flush going.
We got that corona flush.
We got that corona flush. Hit us up to be infected.
Yeah, so yeah, we go full detective mode. I have her on Find My Friends. We see her car. Her phone is 35 minutes away in a neighborhood. So what do? We drive to this house.
And naturally.
Naturally, we drive to the house and start banging on the door. Actually, I'm in the car because I didn't want to.
How much can you pinpoint the house? Because, you know, sometimes it gives you a decent radius. What if you're like, is this your name? Like, it could be the... Okay, continue.
We had remembered the car that the Uber...
That's key.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's key.
We saw the car out front and we're like, yes. Boom, it's 2 p.m. at this point. We'll just knock on the door and get the phone back.
They're probably not blacked out yet. It's
yeah,
only 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Only 2 p.m.
They probably just cracked the first claw. Did you just burp?
I just burped. Yeah.
Okay. Collect yourself. You're out of control.
Yeah, so Jade starts banging on this door for probably 5 minutes. I see her. She's like... She has my phone at this point. She's calling her phone, doing like the Find My Friend thing, and looking inside of this Uber. Trying to like see if maybe, I don't know if maybe she was trying to see like maybe the door is unlocked, but for sure she wanted to see like, is my phone in this car?
Jade, all like 5, 10, 100 pounds of her is about to go fuck someone up.
This cute Asian man walks outside. He doesn't know very much English, so he has no idea what's going on at this point. I see them talk. He's wearing a cowboy hat, first of all.
He's probably typed my name, Jade, into Google Translate.
My name, Jade.
What language is this?
He was so cute, though. He's wearing, like, a bolo tie. Is that what it's called?
The ones that are, like, strings?
Yeah.
Yep, bolo.
Yep. He's wearing a bolo and a cowboy hat. And I'm just wondering, what bar crawl are you going to? Because I'm going to come with...
Right, giddy up.
Yes.
Y'all say ye, I say ha.
Yeah, so she finally gets her phone back, and that's the end of that, and I'm not good at finishing stories.
One time, I think it was like New Year's or something, this is like my sophomore year of college maybe, freshman year, and one of my friends leaves her phone in an Uber. The next morning, I go and pick her up, and she's like, yeah, we've got to go get my phone. We start texting the Uber driver. He goes, can you guys meet me at the Rivers Casino in Rosemont? I'm like,
you trying to hang?
Yeah. Are they light on fakes? Because I'm like 19.
I mean, I'm down.
I'm so down. I didn't know that you also wanted to hang out. Did you caught that vibe too? Like, I'm so glad that we're on the same page.
Sensing some chemistry.
Excuse me.
So what did you do this weekend?
Okay, so I went home because, again, my parents are getting rid of furniture, so naturally I'm going to go and get some furniture. And, because you could never have too much.
Clearly, if you could see the array of furniture
in my home, you would know that it clearly has been taken from the curbside and from my parents' garage and basement.
And from my sister's house.
Yeah, it's eclectic, to say the least.
But they're full sets.
No, they are. They're all complete.
Yeah.
So, the same friend from home, from high school, that I mentioned last week, I saw her this weekend, and we just went to go get coffee. It turned into like an hour and a half of us deciding, where can we drink right now? And it reminded me of, I've already told you guys, if you've been a past listener, about my experience with fake social media profiles and kind of catfishing with Carmen Sanchez. She, my friend, reminded me...
Carmen?
Of, no, not Carmen, my friend from home, reminded me of something that we did, not even in high school, but like maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. We created a fake Instagram of a guy because there are two girls that we went to high school with that they're the only two girls that we're like, that we hate on, and we wanted to see if we DM'd them, if they would reply. So we find this random guy, right?
Yeah.
And we upload a bunch of like pictures of him, and we try and like space it out a little bit to make it seem normal.
I was gonna say, not all at the same time. Were they good captions?
Yeah. She spends like $10 on us buying followers to seem more legitimate. And then all of a sudden it's like you have to verify this account with a phone number. And we're like, shit, we don't want it to be linked back to either one of us.
Oh, that's when you pull out Google Voice.
Wait, we text her high school boyfriend, who is estranged and from like many years ago, and go, hey, super random, but can I use your number to verify an Instagram account, and can you send me the code that it sends you? They haven't talked in 2 years. And he goes, why? we like, I don't know, like come up with some sort of excuse.
What was
as
the
to
excuse?
Why we I don't remember. Oh. I was just, when we were blacked out. We weren't.
You needed but more coffee.
He confirmed it for us, and we would DM these two girls to see if they would respond. One of them did a little bit, and I still to this day like wish that I remembered the name of this account so I could go look him up and like post a picture of the guy that we used to give everybody some insight.
I see you've DM'd me.
I'm trying to see like what is this bitch gonna say back. I send her like, hey, what's up? She goes to the profile. Okay, I'll bite. We're on Catfish. I go with you with Neve to go meet up with the guy. I go, I've got to use the bathroom. I come back out and I go, it's me. I'm the catfish. I would do that to you just as a heads up. Also today, I stopped at CVS on my way home from work because I'm like, got to stock up for the corona apocalypse. And I got a box of wine and a bottle of wine.
I feel like that's the only place people aren't checking for groceries.
Right, CVS. They had hella batteries.
Yeah, like CVS and
Folgers
and gas
coffee.
Stations.
Yeah, right? Like, you guys are, you're fools.
I know they got that One Ply still stock, that Charmin One Ply.
Yeah, that One Ply where you better use half the roll if you don't want to have to wash your hands six times after.
And or just the cardboard.
So we got a bottle of wine. And I also got a bottle of wine last week. And usually, I'll be honest, we talked about drinking Burnett's because no shame in keeping that wallet a little bit fatter by not bawling out on good booze. I buy a lot of boxed wine.
I see six Work boxes week. Of wine. Maybe seven.
Those are my reserves, honey. That ain't the starting lineup.
I know.
And so last week I bought a bottle of wine, and I realized bottles versus boxes. I hate bottles. Because it really tells you how much you're drinking.
Yeah.
I know when you're just having like a, you know, like a casual night with one of the girls, and then all of a sudden one bottle is completely gone and you guys are both like zero buzz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little differently about yourself.
A little empty.
I'd rather just not think about when I bought the box, and then just whenever it feels super light, know that I have to get another without consciously being reminded of, like,
taking the bag out
and squeezing
literally
it,
wringing like, out the bag,
being like, I don't want to switch to vodka right now. But buying this bottle of wine reminded me of a story. So as I've brought up before, I have like one pretty serious ex. When I say that, I know it probably comes out as like still serious, but like it was like one serious relationship of my like adult life. The first time I ever met his parents, we had been together for a while at this point. I go over for dinner and his mom is like, you know, breaking out some white wine. I'm like, perfect. This will really get conversation flowing. It'll get them a little bit drunk. Maybe they won't even remember me.
Hopefully.
And so she like leaves a bottle out for me to pour myself a glass. And so I take the bottle and I take my wine glass and I pour it all the way to the brim, which in my defense doesn't, like, to me that was normal. Because you know how like you learn a lot of things from your parents and you might not realize that you're like that it's something only your parents do.
Oh, sweetie, I can relate.
I learned this from my mom, who I consider an efficient woman. You fill that glass all the way up because then guess what? You don't have to refill that often. Can you imagine only filling it up a quarter of the way like most people do? You're back at the fridge trying to refill every 15 minutes at best.
Or not at the fridge, and then you just put ice cubes in.
So I fill it all the way up, and she looks at me, she goes, oh, that's a full glass. And I see him across the room looking at me like, oh. I'm like, what's going on? Later he comes up to me and goes, I thought that really big wine glass was just like a red cup thing that you did at school, like in college. I'm like, no.
No.
No, baby, that's just me. Accept me as I am or watch me walk out the door. Because if you think that this won't be the rest of your life, you dead ass wrong.
You stupid.
Also, as I mentioned last week, I had two more dates this week, and I will tell you they are definitely, I even said last week, but this week it's confirmed, they're definitely the last two ones I'm going to go on because my mom specifically texted me, okay, coronavirus getting out of hand, no more dates, no more bars, and everything like that. And I'm like, okay, read you loud and clear, mom, no more dates.
Fine.
So the first date I went on last week, and I have been legitimately dying to tell Renee about it.
Excuse you. Excuse you.
Who was that?
It's so weird.
Are we getting feedback?
Gross.
Are we getting feedback? So the first date I went on, we're just talking through this dating app. We're getting ready to go meet up at a bar. And all of a sudden he's like, you know what? Like, can I just give you my number? Let's just text because I don't want to have to try and meet up there through the app. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I didn't even think of this earlier. I wish I had, because it'll be so much easier for us to just be able to text. I put his number in my phone.
No.
I compose a text. I send it.
Did you save his number?
Hold on.
Okay.
All of a sudden, it goes through. And then you know how, like, when you type in somebody's name, you send a message, and then, like, the whole conversation pops up?
Yeah.
I realize I already have this guy's number. Granted, it's unsaved. But I already have messages with this guy.
From how long ago?
From the summer.
Is
okay.
This can't be.
No, you don't know what's coming. It's not Patrick. So I am looking at the messages. I realize this is clearly somebody who has gotten my number at a bar that I ghosted. The texts are, hey, this is from the bars. What's good? And there are like eight other texts after that being like, what's up? If you didn't want to hang out, you could have just told me. And like shit like that. I'm reading this going, oh my God, I'm in my Uber on the way there.
I gotta go.
Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Uber broke down.
I text him. He responds. He clearly had deleted the previous conversation, but he never acknowledged it. I'm like, did he save my number? Like, did it pop up as a saved name? Was he confused? He never brought it up. So I get to the bar. I get there first at 15 minutes late. So I'm like, okay, strike one. I'm sitting down at a table. I'm like, can I get 3 shots of tequila and just let me slam it?
Did you actually?
Yes. I'm like, I'm here first, and I know this guy, allegedly. He shows up. This guy is blacked out. Okay. He stumbles in. He's literally, I see him like having a conversation with the bouncers. I'm like, what could be happening? He walks up. This man is so drunk. He sits down. He's like,
as if we haven't done that.
Okay. I was about to say, immediately after 5 minutes talking to him, it dawns on me, oh, is this what it's like to go out with me?
I'm looking in the mirror right now.
So we get to, as if things couldn't be worse, we get to talking. And he asked me a little bit about my job. Part of my job explanation to him, I'm talking about, oh, yeah, we film, like, amateur basketball games and everything. He goes, I'm going to shut up. I'm part of an intramural basketball league.
Of course he is.
I'm like, you're lying. Not even in a sarcastic way. Like, tell me that you're fucking lying. I can't do this again. He's not. We proceed to spend the next 25 minutes of him showing me his intramural basketball highlight reel.
Is he trying to get you to make a movie
and,
of his
and here's the
highlights?
Thing. I love to watch a man play basketball. Do not get me wrong. But when you're sitting here showing me 25 straight minutes of your intramural highlights, which a lot are you tripping over your shoelaces going, and one, flagrant. At this point, I'm like, oh, man.
Do you think he thinks it's going well at this point?
I know he thinks it's going well. I can see in the redness of his cheeks and the pits of his shirt. I go to the bathroom and have a long, hard think about this. And I came back, and we had only been there for maybe an
hour.
And I was like, I left my jacket. I was like, I've got to be honest. I'm super tired, and I got to be somewhere tomorrow. He's like, no worry. I was like, perfect, imbecile. I'll see you later. And yeah, you can bet your ass that I blocked that number, that I had to save the number so I could block it. I just saved it as, no. I don't care to know what your name is again. I just know that that ain't it.
I just need to know the infatuation with an intramural basketball league.
Like, please, go play, like, pickup with your friends. Go do something like that. Don't try and flex on me with your intramural stats.
This guy, the one that I DM'd at 9 in the morning, I met him a couple weekends ago in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, we got a big game today, and I have to be there. They call me Big Dunker. I am not kidding.
No, but you like this man.
Yeah, but at least a little bit.
Which kind of brings me to my last date, which I'm not going to talk about that much because I actually am willing to swallow my pride a little bit. I kind of like this guy, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I will say, we spent our entire very long date 100% sober, both of us. Like, I did not drink before, during, or a little bit after.
Yeah,
but
and what's the reason for that exactly?
Personal choice. Actually, and I went to Renee's almost immediately after and begged her to hang out with me, even though she's like, I'm feeling tired, because I'm like, I've got to talk to you about this. Which brings us to Renee and I are going through a little bit of a weird phase right now, where she and I, two girls who hate texting, hate general communication, are currently spending hours a day.
My screen time, my phone report, I'm scared
80%.
To look at it. We're not usually on our phones.
Like, ever.
I don't know how to.
No, and I think I might have brought this up last week, but like when I was with some of my friends 2 weekends ago and everybody's looking at their phone time.
Oh, yeah.
My screen time was 3 hours on average, lower than theirs. My screen average now is probably going to be half of my day.
Probably more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shocked.
It's messed up.
The other day, we are not texters.
We are not texters. And the other day, I stayed up until 7:45 in the morning texting.
Was that like, on Saturday morning?
Yeah.
When I was
and I value my sleep. So I'm still haven't even slept yet. Renee's already blacked out. Sounds like if you combined the two, it would be a typical weekend.
It'd be a perfect day.
It would be the perfect day. So looping back a little bit to the coronavirus. Mine and Renee's families handle it pretty differently because our families are very, very different.
To say the least.
So Renee's family
Yeah, you hear us talk about Claire's family a lot, and there's a reason. I love my family.
Yeah, your family is amazing.
They're incredible. They're angels on earth. However, they're much different than Claire's. Mm-hmm. My whole family is...
Her family doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, we're having... Yeah. Unless you are, then hi.
Okay. Hi, there's Canada.
Hey-o. Yeah, I have this whole threat... Did you just hear that?
Yeah. I think that was echo. My throat.
Oh,
my throat.
You're echoing me.
My throat. moving on.
Anyways. Yeah, my dad, I'm from Michigan. He starts off this convo by saying, "With the restaurants closing, we are getting hit hard." My mom says, "What do you mean?" As if they're not in the same room talking about
as if they're not on the same couch, like looking at each other like, "What did you just
say?" And I know they're both texting me individually and also in this group chat and comparing notes.
They're like, "Well, what did Ranish say to you?
What did Ranish say?"
As if your family's foreign.
And then my parents are big Diet Coke drinkers. Like they have like two of those 42 ounce, is that what, 32 ounce? Like cups a day. And my brother-in-law goes, "Drive-thrus should be open." My dad sends a picture of his Diet Coke underneath the machine inside of the McDonald's. He goes, "I don't trust those guys, even if this wasn't a pandemic."
Even if this wasn't a pandemic.
Yeah.
He also texted Renee, so disappointed that she had not stocked up yet on her goods, supplies.
He goes, "I warned you about this last week."
He's literally thinking, "I've spent my entire life preparing this girl for disaster. She has like rope, flashlight, and an empty milk jug in the back of her car.
And we know what that milk jug is for." There's toilet paper in there too. If any of you need some, I have some
in the back of her car. He's literally thinking, "I spent my whole life preparing my daughter for this. And I have failed."
He's probably thinking if my mom has been unfaithful at this point.
And here is my family. We don't prepare for anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my dad did get, don't get me wrong, he got me some canned soup and some spaghetti.
O's?
Mamma mia.
And,
but we don't prepare for anything. And here we are in this situation where coronavirus apocalypse, I am more prepared than Renee.
My dad has... I don't know if any of you would know what Soylent is. It's a food substitute. My dad has about, he got this shipped monthly to our house in Michigan. He got a whole box of like.
He has a subscription?
Yeah, he has a subscription to Soylent. Heard just look it up. Yeah. It's like powdered food that you make into a milkshake. It's like a protein.
Your dad stays prepared.
He stays prepared. And you know what? I went down there and... yeah, he's been dieting. He's really into dieting. I go down there. I was like, "Dad, why do you have all this Soylent down here? I thought this was part of your like meal prep." And he goes, "Oh no, this is just the backup for when the zombie apocalypse happens." Straight face.
He ain't kidding.
He is not kidding. He
doesn't care. Your dad is with like a wooden stake and a machete in the basement. Like, yeah.
Oh,
zombie
yeah.
apocalypse.
We've got a good rifle down there.
Perfect.
I know Michigan family. I know where it is. We stay strapped in this house. No cap.
But our families, ew. But our families are very different. Renee has, against all my best wishes, become a very big part of ours. She is, and I can say this very comfortably, the third daughter of our family.
Or second.
My mom texted me today and she was like, "I want your work to be from home. Like, get Renee and you two come home." As into my parents' house. She's like, "Get home. Renee and come home."
I texted Claire. I go, like, "Can they please send you home already? I want to go see Corey," my mom. And she texts back, like, "Bring her home," like Peter from The Bachelor.
Like
his
Peter's mom. "Bring her home to us. Bring
Don't
her home.
Let her."
I was home last weekend, and I think my dad asked me 75 times, "So Renee's coming to Chicago? Like, what on what day? Is Renee going to?" And at first, you know, we're like, Renee stayed in an Airbnb this weekend because she was downtown. And my dad was like, at first when I said, "Yeah, well, I'm going to be here until Saturday morning. Renee's going to be here Friday night to Sunday." My dad goes, "Okay, is she staying here on Saturday?" As if Renee's just going to come stay.
I mean, I would.
She would. She has FaceTimed my dad before on her drive back from Chicago to Indy because she was bored. And at first she was kind of like, oh, I want to talk. And I couldn't. So she FaceTimed my dad. She also tried to FaceTime my mom. My mom was working.
I FaceTimed her sister.
Yeah. So she hit up that whole Conti family. She got all the lineage involved besides my grandparents.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, right now. God, if only next time.
I don't even know them, but I know them. Mamma mia.
You know them, mamma mia. All right, so you guessed it, babies. We got viewer questions again.
Shout out you guys. Shout You're out amazing.
You guys. You have no idea how titillated I get. The second that came out of my mouth, I was like, oh,
Claire. Yeah, we're keeping that in.
So how titillated I was by these questions. It's so exciting. And again, please, like people who we don't know, let us know how you found this podcast, please.
Because I'm very curious.
Here's our first question, and it's arguably my favorite. This girl writes in. She goes, "What the F would you do if you clogged somebody else's toilet?" Okay, that's not the whole question. She goes, "Recently, I was at my boyfriend's parents' house. Fortunately, it wasn't my first time meeting them. And I used their bathroom, and the toilet would not flush when I was finished. Thank God I used the bathroom in the basement, so there wasn't anyone trying to come in right after me. But I literally just left it there because what else was I supposed to do?"
That bathroom is brewing.
Yeah. She goes, "P.S. I'm from Ohio, and I found your podcast because it came up as a suggestion for me on Spotify. Wish I could tell you I was blacked out and accidentally found it, but I didn't."
Aww.
I'm like, oh, cute.
Recommended. I'm wondering what songs I'm you're like, listening
you
to.
You should have like dropped your Instagram handle on there so Renee and I could send you a gift basket for yes. answering all of our prayers by telling us how you found it.
You know we'd send those claws.
Yeah, we would. Also, oh my God, we would GoPuff to you a signed claw pack.
We just tell the GoPuff driver, "Can you write Claire and Renee on it?"
He draws a penis.
Thank
My
you.
Man.
That's exactly what I wanted.
But the question, what the F would you do if you clogged someone else's toilet? I have a couple things that immediately flash through my brain.
Sure.
First of all, I'm thinking, what did I clog it with?
Was it a good meal?
That disgusting. But in all Chili? Honesty, I think the first thing I would do is frantically look around for a plunger. I mean, the thing is it clogged or is it about to overflow? Because if it's about to overflow, shut that water off.
Yo.
Shut the water off. Everyone at this age should know how to shut the water off of a toilet. And it's, if you didn't know, at the base of the toilet, like where it meets the ground, towards where it's like against the wall,
yep.
there's that metal kind of like long oval
yeah.
shaped knob. Turn it whichever way gives you resistance and shut that water off. Because if you flood their bathroom...
That's a whole different conversation.
With human wastewater?
Human feces?
You are not going to Hollywood, in the words of Simon Cowell.
You know, for me, it would depend on how close I am.
I don't care how close I am. When I clog someone else's toilet, if it's their parents' house, unless it was you at my family's home where you would walk out and be like, toilet clog on aisle yeah. five.
I'm pretty just like, I say what's on my mind though. So I feel like I might text my boyfriend like, you want to bring a plunger down, but hide it.
Right? I would frantically look for a plunger. If that didn't work, I would probably do what you did and close a lid and walk out. But yeah. what if you walk out and somebody's waiting? I would have to go, actually, I'm not done. And close the door and then be like, all right. This backup plan.
This reminds me, oh, actually, I'm not going to tell this.
What? Come on, tell it.
Okay, maybe cut it out, but...
I'll look back when we're editing. If all of a sudden you guys are listening and you hear like a really harsh cutout and a change of subject, you'll know I didn't leave it in.
One time I was at this girl's house for the first time, I just left it underneath the sink all wrapped up.
Underneath the sink?
Yeah.
Like in the cabinet?
In the cabinet.
Oh, you're sick.
And you're cutting yourself.
You're disgusting. I might just leave it enough for people to be like, what were they talking about?
Good.
And then guess what? If any of you write in, which our email is, I will remind you all, in.our.defense.podcast@gmailbaby. Gmail.com, that is, not gmail.baby. In case some of y'all are just a little blanked out.
Which I would respect.
If you guys email in, I will send you the physical copy of the audio of the story that has just been told.
Oh, no, no, no.
Our next question, somebody writes in, I honestly just from the vibe can only assume it was a man. Which one of y'all laughs like a chipmunk? I can only assume he's talking about me.
Well,
because I edit this podcast and there are times where I'm like, oof, Claire. It's
like, yep.
Yep.
You ever listen to chipmunk songs?
The Alvin and the Chipmunks version of a song?
Yes.
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
No.
Yeah.
I loved Drop It Low. As the chipmunk.
Drop it low, girl.
Yeah. We got Theodore on the track.
Right. They kind of slow it down so it's not totally sped up. But you're like, where my chipmunk at? Theodore looking double cheeked up.
You need a fourth member?
Let me see that cake, Theo.
He does have that cake. Way more than us.
Theo thick, thick. Also, we got one last email that just said two words, poop face.
Poop face.
If anybody remembers last week, I specifically said, send us in anything. We read any and all emails and we will read them most likely on the podcast. I don't care if you say poop face.
And here's the proof.
Somebody took my moment of weakness and capitalized and they sent poop face and nothing else.
Thank you.
At least
we know they're listening.
I was about to say, I'm so glad that we have the exact maturity level of our listeners that we were hoping for.
Yes.
We couldn't ask for anything better.
I hope you're from New Mexico.
Right? Please, baby.
One can only.
Also, we mentioned the name of our email. I'll drop it one more time. in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com.
Can someone make a remix of that?
Please.
Run it back, Echo.
Run it back, Turbo, one more time. Also, our Instagram is In Our Defense Pod, not podcast, In Our Defense Pod. And I know that we haven't said our Instagram name enough, but if you look it up, we got some ugly pictures for y'all to look
ugly,
at.
Ugly.
And you can expect every time we post, you're going to get something a little bit uglier, and we'll provide you some visuals with what we've been talking about.
And you know what? You're going to have to follow it, because at one point in our lives we will
we're gonna go private.
Yeah, we
to teach y'all a lesson.
We
you just saw how seriously it was, like, kind of messed
private
up. We're gonna go private.
No, we will eventually post the photo of us from the 48 hour blackout, but not yet. Until you deserve it.
So work for what you want. Stay safe, stay healthy, or don't, because coronavirus is basically just the flu. This has been Claire and her friend. Peace and blessings, everybody. Goodbye.
That's the ending.
You keep that thang in you.
That's right.
That's the end of the podcast. It's been Claire and her friend.